welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is a God of miracles. He has never changed, nor will He, praise God. Well, I am so glad to be back with you. Yesterday we started a message on the importance of obedience, and we were looking at a few chapters, 1 Kings 11 and 12, setting a background for the man named Jeroboam. He was the one that had fled to Egypt, and when Solomon died, they called him back and gathered around him Israel dead and spoke to Rehoboam, Solomon's son, and they said, could you make things a little easier and lighter for us? But Rehoboam disregarded the old men's counsel, went with what the young men said, and you think he was hard? Just wait. And so they said, we want nothing to do with you. So Jeroboam was made king of the 10 tribes of Israel. And so one of the first things he did, instead of listening to the word of Ahijah the prophet who came to him, and the Lord said, if you will be faithful and obedient as my servant David was, I will make you a sure house. Well, he disregarded that. We see his character obviously was one of designed and persistent apostasy. He was eager for power, for glory, and what he did was, lest he have any threats to his reign, he made sure that the 10 tribes did not have to go to Jerusalem to worship because they were afraid they'd become affiliated again with Rehoboam. He set up altars in the north and south of Israel, in Bethel and in Dan. And as we concluded yesterday's broadcast, it says he offered upon the altar burnt incense. He was at Bethel. He even changed the time. And so what we see here specifically, this was a violation of God's command in Deuteronomy 12 and 5. There was one temple and one priesthood and one altar, and that is at Jerusalem. But what did he do? He instituted new centers of worship in Bethel and Dan. He made a new altar of sacrifice, new objects of worship, the golden calves. Remember the problems Israel did when Moses was detained in the Mount of the Lord 40 days and 40 nights getting the law? Well, they did the same thing and it didn't work out well for them. He established a new order of priesthood, a non-Levitical order of priesthood, and a new annual feast. And why? Let me read verse 12, 27. He said, if this people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of this people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. So that's why he did it. All right, now let's look at what the real thrust, although we can learn a lot of lessons from Jeroboam. He had a great opportunity, and sometimes that happens to people. I heard recently that more of God's people are tested and turn away when they have things easy in a time of success than when they do in a time of affliction. So there's why, because that's human nature. Remember, I can't give you the reference, but remember there were warnings to the children of Israel when they had prospered and when they had filled their stomachs and everything was good. beware lest you turn away from the Lord your God. Of course, that's exactly what they did. They got comfortable. They intermarried with the people of the lands which God said, do not do that, drive them out. And they were a snare unto them. They became thorns in their eyes and problems for them. And so we're going to be reading now, looking at the story that is told in 1 Kings 13. And basically, it's a very sad story. It dramatically portrays the dangers of self-deceit and disobedience, not only for the wicked who blatantly violate God's commands, as Jeroboam did, but also those who are God's servants. God will not be mocked. He will surely punish disobedience committed by the righteous or the unrighteous. Now, I know we are under grace, and thank God that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who lives to make intercession for us. And so we, as long as we don't adopt a willful lifestyle of disobedience, then, you know, in my understanding, there is a danger of becoming reprobate, and that's something no one would want. And so, you know, it's always infinitely sad to see those who were once mightily used of God tripped up in the end through temptation and falling prey to the devil. We know in Scripture that the devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So let's look at the characters found in 1 Kings 13. We're going to look at the prophet of the Lord, and let's see what happens here. Verse 13, and it's interesting that this prophet is unnamed. And it says, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah, okay? And by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, he came to Bethel. That's where the king was. That's where the altar, the calf was. And Jeroboam, well, he was right in the middle of worshiping his golden calf. He stood by the altar to burn incense and listened to the word of the Lord through this prophet. He cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and unto thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, the false priesthood, in other words, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. Praise God. This is a very strong word. He was a man with a message. It says, by the word of the Lord, he came to Bethel. He was truly an ambassador sent by God. God had given this unnamed prophet a ministry. It was a ministry of warning and condemnation. Not a pleasant one to bring to a king, right? But this man was called to minister to the king of the 10 tribes of Israel. A man of God is one whom God has lifted up. That's all he's described as, is a man of God, and fitted as a vessel for his own use and purposes. He was set aside by God, and he was speaking the word of the Lord. Going to a New Testament reference, 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 says, speaking of all of us, not just ministry, not just prophets, not just pastors, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He was a man of courage. It took a lot of courage to leave Judah, to go to Bethel, and deliver such an undesirable message of basically of God's judgment to the appointed king. Remember verse 2, he said he cried out against the altar in the word of the Lord. And even while the king stood by, the word of God burned in his soul, and he could not but speak the things which he had heard from God. That sounds like Peter and John in Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 20. It was the same with them. They were forbidden by Jewish leaders to speak in the name of Jesus, but what did they respond? It is better for us to obey God rather than man. So we see in verses 2 and 3, he cried out against the altar and he spoke prophetically that someone in the future by the name of Josiah, he's actually specific in naming him, will be king and he will offer priests, the false priesthood of those of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. So we see at the beginning of Jeroboam's idolatry, God lost no time to warn his rebellious people. He warned the king, and he warned Israel. The burning of man's bones was a fearful desecration. It spoke at once of the complete doom of Bethel and the survival. It said David's house, as God promised David, it assured the survival of David's house. The ashes were connected with the fat part of the offerings, and they were to be scattered, indicating the invalidation of the sacrifice. And you know what's amazing? The God's word is fulfilled. If there's people who say, well, the Bible is just a bunch of fables or myths, the thing about it, prophecy is amazingly fulfilled. What this unnamed, unknown prophet, we don't know what he did besides this particular prophetic act. There was a king named Josiah. This prediction, this prophetic word was fulfilled about 300 years later, and it was described in 2 Kings. Let me turn to that, verse 23, verses 15. Let me find it. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high place which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, had made, both the altar and the high place that he broke down, he burned the high place and stamped it small to powder and burned the grove. And Josiah turned himself and spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. That was 300 years before. So I hate to leave you hanging on a cliff, but we're going to have to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If not, feel free to go to the website, Unveil Christ at unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime. Know that I love you and pray for you every day. my radio family, my partners, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.